This is the World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. Considering how busy John Batiste has been, but with, you know, being the band leader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, composing the award-winning soundtrack to the Disney Pixar film Soul, and releasing his own record, you might be astonished at just how chilled out he is in conversation. We recorded this interview you're about to hear over video chat, and John was seated at the piano in the studio where he's been taping The Late Show. And he radiates a sort of calmness that gives him an aura of being almost in his own world, especially when he spontaneously starts playing piano while he's speaking. You'll hear that happen during this session. You'll also hear him perform full songs too, starting with this one from his latest album, We Are. This is John Batiste, I Need You.
On my alto saxophone, buck jumping down on the boulevard. I couldn't wait to blow my own horn. It ain't wrong for you to play along, playing this song till you die. In this world with a lot of problems, all we need is a little loving. Thank you, oh you make me thank you for your love. We've done a lot of living, we working overtime. I just need you, you, oh yeah. Met you when I was a little nappy head boy, and I never put down that alto saxophone. Buck jumped down on the boulevard. I couldn't wait to blow my own horn. It ain't wrong for you to play along, playing this song till you die.
So that was my guest today, John Batiste, performing the song I Need You for World Cafe. It's from his new album, We Are. John Batiste, welcome to the World Cafe.
Ooh, we in there, yes.
It is so nice to have you here today.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to be here, Raina.
Where exactly am I reaching you right now?
I'm in New York, and you know, the vibe is crazy. I'm sitting in front of the piano. in this COVID times. We're in there.
I want to talk about the creative process for you, because watching you play live, often you'll have your eyes closed and your fingers move in this way that looks sort of effortless, like you're channeling something. And I know that's when you're performing. I'm wondering, what does it look like when you're composing songs? Are you writing things down? Are you getting, you know, frustrated and punching the keyboard? Like, what would I see if I walked into the room while you were writing?
Huh. When I'm writing, I'm trying to make something that I feel become a reality. I'm trying to take a story or a thought or an experience and make it easily shareable. So I think I sit and I probably start looking for some sound that connects with the feeling that I'm conjuring and try to make the thing that fits that sound and make the thing that fits that sound after that. And then after a while, you have a whole story. It's a vision. It's like a painting. When you add colors, one color after the next, it becomes this vision. Other times it just comes immediately. You write and you create something that strikes you in a moment. And it's almost as if you're just channeling this thing that was fully formed, and you just are the person to give birth to it at that moment.
I'm speaking with John Batiste today on the World Cafe. So it can be like a painting. You've also described your new album, We Are, by saying it's a novel, and if you close your eyes, it's a movie. We're going to hear your song Freedom from the album next. What scene in the movie would this be?
This would be the scene where the young protagonist and their love interest connect. It's the initial spark of romance and of the drive that will carry you to the climax in the film.
Think about that while you listen to this. It is Freedom from John Batiste.
When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like freedom. I hear a song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom. Freedom, I'm gonna get, 'cause it's my freedom.
On World Cafe, that was Freedom from John Batiste. John is my guest today. His new album is called We Are. He also recently won a Golden Globe for his work on the Pixar film Soul. And you might also know him as band leader and music director on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. New Orleans is a very, very musical city. Your family's been involved in music for a long time. Could you tell us where you fit in on the Batiste musical family tree?
I'm the son of Michael and Catherine. And my dad has a wonderful collection of brothers and nephews, and those are my cousins and my uncles, and that's the family band. And I'm right there, kind of at this point, approaching the middle of the lineage. I was always the youngest, and now I'm approaching the middle, which is great to see how everything is evolving over my time as a musician.
And why was piano the instrument that you gravitated towards?
I like the piano because you can see it all.
Yeah, okay.
I really like that it's also a drum at the same time as it's tonal. I love that it's the duality of the piano that I really like in the visual aspect of it.
I've never thought about it that way, that you can see everything. I took piano lessons when I was a kid, and I wish that someone had just said that to me at the very beginning, because that makes it make more sense right away.
You can see it. If you can see it, you can be it.
This is World Cafe. I'm speaking with John Batiste today. You went to a high school in New Orleans called St. Augustine. It just so happens that you and a handful of other St. Augustine alumni were nominated for the 2021 Grammys. Four people from the same high school nominated for Grammys the same year, which seems like a lot. How do you explain that? What's in the water there?
Well, and if I may add, this year, the historic nomination of Terrence Blanchard and myself as two Black composers for the Oscars is also an ode to St. Aug and NOCA, because we both went to both St. Aug and the New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts. And I just think it's true that greatness begets greatness, and the culture of excellence at St. Aug is, I mean, St. Augustine has a lineage of incredible leaders. And it's a historically Black high school that continues to keep the level of its alumni consistent for many decades. So that's what kind of greatness exists in our city. And New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts is the foremost institution for high school age artists of all disciplines and one of the greatest in the country. So for us to go to both of those schools at that time, again, is something that was truly special. I felt very advanced when I got to Juilliard. Honestly, I felt similar to, if you think about an NBA player who comes out of high school, I felt like I had been in the pros already.
I mean, you feature the St. Augustine High School Marching Band in the title track on your new album, We Are. It also features the voices of your nephews, your grandfather. Yes. What was behind the choice to open the album with so many voices and so much of your own personal history?
The album came out on the birthday of my grandmother. And she is the late spouse of my grandfather, who's featured on the album's title track. And I believe that paying homage to the lineage that you have, paying homage to your heritage, and also blending the past with the present is my equation of how to create the future. And that's ultimately what I like to do, both sonically and narratively. Take the past and be inspired by that, blend it with the things of the present to create the future.
Here's what that sounds like. It is We Are, John Batiste on World Cafe. The title track from John Batiste's new album, We Are. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, chatting with John Batiste today. You released that song in June 2020, when the Black Lives Matter protests were happening all over the country. I wanted to ask you about music and its role in protesting, because you were part of some peaceful protests in the summer in New York. You brought a whole band with you, horn players and dancers. There is video of it. I'm going to play a little bit of what it sounded like. Looks and sounds like you could be in New Orleans playing on the street there. Why was it important to you to make music a part of that protest?
People got dark. Things got dark. And I think that anger is great. Being fed up is great. But there reaches a point when we can't let anything or anyone take away our joy and our humanity. And music brings people closer to the humanity when it's trying to be stripped away. Think about the spirituals that our ancestors sung and the duress that we faced as a nation under this era of a mass pandemic and climate change and all kinds of economic upheaval, if we're able to find authentic joy in that, which I believe is my gift, then there's something useful in that experience leading into a discussion or even a demand for real change. Because then at that point, it comes from a more human place. As the great Michelle Obama says, we go high when they go low. We can't all go low. If we all go low and we lose track of our humanity in the process, then we haven't gained anything.
I'm speaking with John Batiste today on The World Cafe. We're going to hear you perform another live song. It's actually two songs combined, The Star-Spangled Banner and Lift Every Voice and Sing. Tell me why you play these two songs together.
Wow. I think these songs represent what America is and the fact that they were written separately in a separate sphere of culture is indicative of the fractured nature of American culture. And when you blend them, the dissonance of American culture, but also the beauty of it, the beauty of America is found in that dissonance. So I just feel like doing something like that should have been done a long time ago. In fact, there shouldn't be two anthems. So I wanted to use that again as a way of pointing to both the tragedies and the triumphs of America.
And technically, when you bring those two songs together, how do you do that on the piano? How do you play two songs at one time?
Well, there's also a tradition of Africanity in it, because Lift Every Voice and Sing is in this three feel, 6/8. And then the anthem I play in four. Bing, ding, 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 two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Bop. And then. Da na 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 da da da. So if you have the six, the feel of the three against four is very African, the polyrhythm of that. And I wanted to also have that in the arrangement so that you could feel the message through the rhythm in the same way that the origin of a lot of our culture and the essence of American life came when the Africans came.
Here it is. All together, this is John Batiste performing The Star-Spangled Banner and Lift Every Voice and Sing. Recorded live for World Cafe, John Batiste with a mashup of the Star Spangled Banner and Lift Every Voice and Sing. John is my guest. His new album is called We Are. He also recently won a Golden Globe for his work on the music for the Pixar film Soul and was nominated for an Oscar. First of all, congratulations. You know, there are scenes in the movie where the main character, Joe, is playing piano, and that is you playing piano. And I've always wondered how this works, because they used your hands, but it's your music, it's you playing it. Do they animate it first and you play along, or do you play the music and they animate it from there?
It was always music first, and sometimes it was music before there was even any picture, which was fascinating, because typically when you're scoring a film, you're scoring the music to the picture that exists of a finished film. We didn't even have a script throughout the entire process.
Really?
So there were, yes, it was very innovative. I love that Pete Docter and Dana Murray and Kent Powers all kind of brainstormed this way of doing this film about existential questions, where the soul comes from, where it goes when we pass away, and having a black middle-aged lead character who's a jazz musician in an animation with a score with Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and myself putting these different sounds together. You know, it was very, very beautiful the way it all came together.
When you were recording your live performances for World Cafe, I heard you say on stage between songs, "It's hard to talk when I'm in the zone like this." And that idea of the zone artists get into plays a part in the movie Soul. What does it mean for you to be in the zone?
It means that you're not thinking, you're just existing in one with the moment as it was intended to be. It's out of body. You just see that everything is inevitable and the sequence of events is determined by fate. God is in control completely. That's the zone.
We're going to go out on one of the songs that you wrote for Soul, Born to Play. Thank you for being with me today. I loved talking to you.
Thank you, Raina. Yes, thank you very much.
Born to Play from John Batiste. That was a song he composed for the soundtrack to the film Soul. Thank you again to John Batiste for being my guest, and thank you for listening to The World Cafe.